From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkey says several killed in raid on Islamic State. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. The raid comes as security forces are intensifying their efforts against the jihadist group. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Turkish officials have implicated the Islamic State group in the bombing of a peace rally in the capital Ankara earlier this month. Sinan Ulgen, a visiting scholar of the Carnegie Institute in Brussels, says the attack has prompted a change in policy by Ankara towards the jihadists.
There has been indeed quite a bit of criticism of Turkey acting more cautious than what its Western partners wanted in the fight against IS. There has been also criticism of Turkish policy that was viewed as being too negligent on IS.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian paramilitary delegation on Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to his country's nearly 5-year civil war and possibly new elections. Analyst Joseph Ohmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He may feel a bit more secure these days due to the Russian intervention, even though I must tell you that a lot of things happening in Syria on the ground, which are not coming to the attention of the Western media in various areas of the country, which indicate to me that as of now, the real actual situation on the ground there hasn't changed in a dramatic way or in a fundamental way.
This is VOA News. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusio Romain, the president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay at home because the referendum is an illegal means to keep President Denis Sassou Nguesso in power. People were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes that would allow the president to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a 2-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. This Brazzaville resident wonders at what point were the people consulted about the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso has ruled Congo for most of the past 36 years. Tanzania's went to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. The ruling CCM party is challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its presidential candidate. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli of the ruling CCM. Results are expected later on today. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast also went to the polls on Sunday in a first round of the presidential election. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara faced 6 contestants and was favored to win.
Le vote est un processus démocratique. Nous voulons que la Côte d'Ivoire entre de manière définitive dans la démocratie et que les élections de cette année nous permettent d'effacer et d'oublier le processus électoral mal terminé.
Mr. Ouattara says he wants the West African country to become permanently democratic so the 2010 post-election violence can be erased. The violence left at least 3,000 people dead after then-President Laurent Gbagbo, then-candidate Alassane Ouattara, both claimed victory. In Guatemala, comedian Jimmy Morales won the presidential election in the Central American country, a political outsider promising clean government. Mr. Morales captured more than 70% of Sunday's vote. Former First Lady Sandra Torres has conceded defeat. In Argentina, a tight presidential race may force a runoff next month between the governor of Buenos Aires province, Daniel Scioli, and Mauricio Macri, the mayor of Buenos Aires. Mr. Scioli has been endorsed by incumbent president Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, who has dominated national politics for 12 years. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.